大家好。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
没有动静了。
No one is at peace.
大家好。大家好。
Hello.
好，我们先来看加拉太书五章十三节。
Let's turn to Galatians 5:13.
这是今天我要分享的经文之一。
This is one of the verses that I'm going to share today.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
你们蒙召是要得自由。五章十三节啊，我们就读前面那一部分啊。你们蒙召是要得自由。我想大家现在应该知道为什么子蒙选那首诗歌《荣耀之释放》。
It says we're called to be free. Now I think we know why our brother Ben chose the hymn he did.
他想配合我今天的信息啊。
Glorious freedom, which kind of pairs up with my message.
因为今天呢，我想要跟大家分享基督里的自由。
Because I want to share with you freedom in Christ.
好，我们再把加拉太书五章十三节的上半节，我们再来念一遍。
Let's read the first half of Galatians 5:13 again.
你们蒙召是要得自由。
Free.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们把我们内心的赞美和感谢都归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving from our hearts.
因为你要借着你的话，把你自己启示给我们。
Because through your word, you want to show yourself to us.
你要让这些话能够照明我们心中的眼睛。
You want these words to shine on our inner eyes.
让我们可以更多认识你。
That we can know you more.
我们可以更多明白你的旨意。
To understand more of your will.
我们也可以更多的知道我们在地上当如何行。
And also even more to know how we should act in this world.
我们谢谢你，因为你是说话的主。
We thank you because you're the Lord that speaks.
我们就求你给我们一个能听的耳朵。
So give us listening ears.
和一个受教的心。
Teachable hearts.
让我们听见你的话，我们就可以欢欢喜喜的接受。
So that when we hear your word, we can gladly receive it.
而且让你的话在我们生命里面可以成为生命的种子。
And also become seeds of life in us.
可以成长。
To grow.
可以结出果实。
Can bear fruit.
让我们的生命可以像你。
That our life may be more like yourself.
愿你自己的话吸引我们。
May your words draw us.
让我们愿意把我们的心打开。
That we are willing to open our hearts.
愿意等候在你面前。
Willing to wait before you.
让你的话可以丰丰富富的进到我们心里。
Your words richly enter into us.
我们把感谢、把赞美再次归给你。
We thank you and praise you again.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我想跟大家分享的就是在基督里的自由这个题目。
I want to share liberty in Christ.
有一部电影。
There is a certain movie.
讲的是呢，有一个父亲带着他的孩子要逃离自己的国家。
Talking about a father taking his own son to leave the nation that they were in.
他们穿过铁丝网。
They passed through the barbed wires.
他们冒着各种各样的风险，包括生命的危险。
They bore all kinds of risks, including their own lives.
逃到了一个陌生的国家。
And went to a foreign country.
这个孩子不明白他们为什么要这样。
The kid, the son, did not know why they had to do this.
他父亲就对他说,
the father said to him,
因为那里有自由。
Because there is freedom there.
自由是我们一直思考和探讨的问题之一。
Freedom is one topic that we often think about and talk about.
这个问题呢，涉及到我们每一个人的生活。
This topic touches all of our lives.
有很多人，他们为了争取自由，他们不惜流血，不惜牺牲。
Many people, for the sake of freedom, they're not afraid to shed blood, not afraid to lose their own lives.
为的就是能够享受自由。
All for the purpose of the end of enjoying freedom.
什么是自由？
What is freedom?
你有没有自由？
Do you have freedom?
怎样才能得到自由？
How can you obtain it if you don't have it?
这些都是非常重要的问题。
These are all important questions.
当我们翻开圣经的时候，
When we open up the Bible,
会发现呢，圣经里面也有很多地方讲到自由。
We find that freedom is mentioned in a lot of places.
在新约里面
New Testament，
无论是在福音书
whether it is the gospel books，
还是保罗的书信
the epistles from Paul，
罗马书也好
Romans，
格林多前后书也好
First and Second Corinthians，
还有雅各的书彼得的前后书
also James and First and Second Peter，
都讲到了自由
it all mentions freedom。
比方说罗马书第六章
For example, Romans 10:6 Oh, Romans 6, sorry
讲到一个自由
It speaks about a freedom
这是从罪里面得到释放的自由
That is liberty from sin, that kind of freedom
第七章也讲自由
Chapter 7 also talks about it
讲到的是另外一种自由
Another kind of freedom
就是脱离了律法的自由
As to escaping the law
那今天呢我所要引用的经文主要是来自被称为基督徒自由大宪章的加拉太书
What I want to emphasize today is the charter of Christian freedom mentioned in Galatians
主要呢也是讲到基督徒如何从律法之中得到自由
Talking about particularly how Christians can obtain freedom from the law
当然呢也会涉及到其他的自由
Now, of course, it doesn't hinder undermine other forms of freedom.
但是呢，重点是从律法之下得到自由。
But the emphasis is freedom from the law.
求神能够帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们可以更多的明白，更多的得到他的话。
That we can understand more and gain more of his words.
因为他的话就是真理。
Because it is truth.
耶稣基督说，真理必叫我们得以自由。
Jesus said, the truth shall set you free.
第一个问题
First question.
什么是自由
What is freedom?
自由呢首先是一种身份
Firstly, it's a positional term. It's an identity.
我上大学的时候
When I was in college.
那个时候呢中国正在掀起一股前所未有的叫做排球热。
Oh, they were raising up a group of volleyball players.
That's okay. 那个时候呢，中国女排开始冲出亚洲，走向世界。
The women's team went to the international.
那时候每当有女排比赛的时候
，Each time that there were women competing.
所有的人一家老小都聚集在电视机前面
All families whether you're old or young you all crowded around the TV
那中国女排呢现在还是一个强队
The women's team is still a very strong team today
但是今天我再去看排球赛的时候
But when I look at volleyball today
发现有一个地方看不懂了
I found that there's something that I no longer understand
就是现在呢排球队里面有一个位置或者有一种球员的角色叫做自由人
Because right now there is a position a certain player in the volleyball team called the libero
过去是没有这个位置的我看排球的时候没有这个位置
That particular person was not part of the rules was not one of the players when I used to watch
所以现在如果看排球的话如果这些像我这个年纪的哈老人看排球的话
So now, if you're an old guy like me watching volleyball,
你会看到很奇怪，有一个人他穿的球衣跟别人不一样。
You'll find it's very strange. One of the teammates wear a different jersey than everybody else in the
team. 而且他要上场换人的时候，可以不通知裁判。
When he wants to swap with somebody already on the field, he doesn't have to tell the referee.
其他位置呢，就是你要上场，你所替代的必须是同一个位置，主攻手只能替代主攻手。
Other positions, for example, if you're a left side hitter or outside hitter, whoever replaces you have to replace you in the same spot.
如果你是二传手呢，你只能替换二传手。
If you are the middle blocker, you can only be replaced by a middle blocker.
但是自由人呢，他可以替换后排任何一个位置。
This free agent, this libero, can replace anybody in the back row.
他为什么有这种自由呢？
Why does he have such freedom?
因为他有这样的身份
Because he has that identity
因为他的身份就是自由人
Because his identity is His position is a free person
罗马加拉太书五章第一节
Galatians 5:1
我们一起来念
Let's read it together.
基督 释放了我们 叫我们得以自由 所以要站立得稳不要再被奴仆的恶辖制这里面说基督释放了我们
Here it says it's for freedom that Christ has set us
叫我们得以自由
For us to gain freedom
这个自由呢 就是告诉我们说 我们基督释放我们之后 我们有一个自由的身份
This is just simply to tell us that after Christ has set us free, we have a free identity, a free, positionally free.
天父的儿子来到地上,
God's own Son came to the world,
让被掳的得释放,
set the captives free,
得自由,
give them liberty.
我们因为听信福音, 相信耶稣基督是神的儿子, 所以呢, 我们罪得到赦免,
Because we listen to the gospel, we believe in the Son of God, we receive freedom.
使我们成为神的儿女,
to become His child.
使我们得着圣灵,
to obtain the Holy Spirit.
也使我们得着自由的身份,
and also to give us identity of freedom.
所以呢, 我们不再是罪的奴仆,
so we are no longer slaves of sin.
这是地位和身份的改变,
this is a positional identity. Identity change.
是从奴仆到自由的改变。
Being from a slave to a from a captive to a free man.
让我们得到一个非常宝贵的身份。
We have gained a very, very precious status.
这就是自由。
A free person.
所以保罗说呢, 要站立得稳。
So Paul said, stand fast, stand firm.
在哪里站稳?
Stand firm on what?
就是在自由的地位上我们要站得稳。
Stand firm on the ground of being free.
这是我们的地位, 这是我们的身份。
This is our status, this is our position.
我们不能够偏离。
We cannot stray from it.
第一世纪的罗马,
First century Rome.
是一个大都市,
it's a very big metropolitan area.
里面有各种各样身份的人。
There are people with many different positions.
在这个城里面住着有贵族,
they have a nobleman.
有骑士,
Knights,
还有自由人,
free people,
还有一种人在最底层的,
and then the scum, the lowest of the low,
叫做什么?
Called what?
叫做奴隶,
slaves.
而作为奴隶,
being a slave,
他们人生的最大的愿望,
their greatest hope in their life,
就能够得着自由人的身份,
is to have gained an identity of a free man.
所以当保罗说,
so when Paul said,
基督释放了我们,
Christ has set us free.
叫我们得以自由的时候,
when we gain our freedom.
当保罗说, 你们蒙召是要得自由的时候,
when Paul said, you believe for freedom,
可以想象,
you can imagine,
对他当时的读者是,
To the listeners or readers,
是,
what a shock that must have been.
是多么好的消息。
What a good news that must have been.
今天对我们来说有一个更好的消息。
For us today, we have an even better news.
就是在耶稣基督里面,
and that is in Christ, Jesus Christ.
我们都得着了自由。
We all gain freedom.
所以难怪有人说,
so people say,
加拉太书是 基督徒自由的大宪章。
The Galatians is the great chartered book of Christian freedom.
神赐给我们的生命,
the life that God gave us,
有一个特征,
has a characteristic.
这个特征就是自由。
It's freedom.
这是神给我们极大的恩典。
It's a precious, gracious thing that God gave us.
这个自由的恩典带给我们什么呢?
This freedom, this grace of freedom, what does it give us?
首先呢, 他救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Firstly, it takes us out of the curse of law.
脱离就是自由。
To escape is to be free.
自由就是脱离。
To be free is to escape something.
你生病了,对不对? 大病初愈, 你脱离了疾病, 你的身体就获得自由。
You're ill, right? You escape your illness, you're no longer sick.
为什么许多孩子高中毕业之后,
Why many children when they graduate high school?
千方百计要到外地去读书, 越远越好。
They use all their resources to try to go thousands of miles away for undergrad.
因为他们要得到一种自由。
Because they want to obtain a certain kind of freedom.
他们要脱离父母的束缚。
They want to escape the authority of their parents.
离开了父母，对他们来讲就是一种自由。
That is a kind of freedom to escape the rule of their parents.
一个囚犯呢？
What about a prisoner?
如果他能够越狱。
If he could escape prison.
他能够脱离监牢。
If he could break out.
他就是自由。
Then he's free.
而神所赐给我们的自由呢？
Now, when God gave us His freedom,
是我们脱离什么？
What does He let us escape from?
让我们脱离罪的权势、罪的捆绑。
To escape the dominion and the binding of sin.
就像刚才我们唱的那首诗歌里面所说的一样。
Like that hymn we sang.
也脱离我们自己败坏的性情。
To escape from our rotten flesh.
而且呢，也救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
To escape from the curse of the law.
加拉太书三章第十三节。
Galatians 3:13 says,
三章十三节。
Galatians 3:13,
基督既为我们受了咒诅。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law,
就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
The freedom of escaping from the law, the curse of the law,
因为经上记着说，
because the Bible says,
凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Where it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
这就告诉我们说，基督他受了咒诅，所以呢，赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，让我们从律法的咒诅之下得着自由。
So Jesus became a curse for us, and took and bore all the curse of the law.So that we can have freedom from it.
律法的咒诅就不再临到我们身上。
The curse of the law is no longer with us.
下面保罗就解释律法的咒诅是什么。
Paul goes on to explain what the curse of the law is.
很清楚的，律法的咒诅就是被挂在木头上。
He says very clearly, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole or a tree.
就是律法的审判所带来的结果。
It is the result, a consequence of what the law brings.
就是被挂在木头上就是死。
Somebody who is hung on a tree, dying.
申命记二十一章第二十二节和二十三节。
In Deuteronomy 22,
21.
In 21, verses 22 and 23.
申命记二十一章。
Deuteronomy 21.
二十二、二十三节。
22 to 23.
人若犯该死的罪被治死了。
Somebody is guilty of a capital offense and is put to death.
你将他挂在木头上。
Their body is exposed on the pole.
他的尸体不可留在木头上过夜。
You must not leave the body hanging on the pole overnight.
必要当日将他埋葬。
Be sure to bury it that same day.
免得玷污了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地。
Because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse.
因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的。
You must not desecrate the land the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance.
如果人违背了地上的律法，
If man has violated the worldly laws,
就要受法庭的审判。
They will be prosecuted and judged.
如果人违背了神的律法，
If man violates God's law,
就要受到神的审判。
He is to undergo judgment from God.
神对罪人的审判就是把他挂在木头上。
The wage, the consequence of a sinner is God hanging them on a tree.
在迦南，树木很多。
In Canaan, there's a lot of vegetation, trees.
那些照着律法被处死的人要挂在木头上示众。
Those that are put to death on a tree because of their sin is for public display.
这些死人的尸体被高高的挂在木头上。
Their bodies are hung high up on a tree.
在光天化日之下被众人围观。
In broad daylight for everyone to see.
到了晚上呢，他的尸体要拿下来。
In the evening, their bodies must be taken down.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们被神咒诅到一个地步。
Because they were cursed to a point by God.
如果不赶快处理掉的话。
If the body is not taken care of.
连那块地都会被污染。
The land, that piece of land is going to be desecrated.
所以呢， 要赶快呢从树上拿下来。
So they must take the body off the tree before.
所以一个人被挂在木头上。
So a person hanging on a tree.
一个罪人被挂在木头上。
A sinner hanging on a tree.
这是对罪人最可怕的刑罚，最可怕的咒诅。
That is the most frightful form of judgment.
不但要判处死刑。
Not only do you get the death penalty.
还要让他受尽屈辱。
And you're going to be humiliated too.
所以想到这样的咒诅的时候，没有人是不害怕的。
So when somebody thinks about such a punishment, no one is fearless.
没有人是不要千方百计想要逃脱的。
No one is going to not try all with all their might to escape that kind of judgment.
大家都知道马丁路德这个人。
Everyone knows Martin Luther.
他在教会里面长大。
He grew up in church.
从小在他的内心就有一种对地狱和上帝的审判的惧怕。
Ever since he was young, he had a healthy fear of hell and God's judgment.
后来呢，为了遵行他自己的承诺
，But in order to fulfill his own promise,
他从法学院退学，加入了修道院。
He came out of law school and went into a monastery.
开始他的漫长的苦修之路。
He started making penance.
他花了大量的时间祷告、禁食和苦修。
He spent a ton of time fasting, praying, and paying penance.
他竭尽全力使自己完全沉浸在宗教的敬虔之中。
He used all his might to abide by the rules of the religion.
结果呢，他果然成了一个最敬虔的修道士。
Then he became the most respectable scholar, a monk there.
他称为修道士里面的修道士。
He became a monk of monks.
他这样做只有一个目的。
He had one purpose for doing that.
通过他的禁欲来除掉他自己的罪。
By his works and his deeds to cancel out his own sin.
靠遵行律法可以进入天国。
By obeying the law to the letter to enter heaven.
靠他的敬虔得神的喜悦。
To use his seriousness to please God.
然而呢，虽然他竭尽其能的这样的苦修
，even though he sincerely made his life that way，
他仍然没办法逃脱那种瘟疫般的恐惧。
He still couldn't escape conviction of and fear of sin.
后来呢，他甚至参加了前往罗马的朝圣之旅。
Then he even attended the pilgrimage in for Rome.
他亲吻了在罗马一个教堂叫做托兰教堂的每一个台阶。
He went to the in the Roman church, this
Sancta
this series of steps in the Vatican.
但是呢，还是没有办法得到释放。
But he couldn't be freed.
在他的眼里面。
In his own eyes,
圣经里面的神始终是一个非常严厉可怕的法官。
In his eyes, there was still a very fearful and very very strict judge.
这位法官就在等候。
This judge is waiting.
等候末日来临。
Waiting for the end days.
等候末日的审判。
Waiting for the judgment in the end.
在天上呢，来等着审判马丁路德。
In heaven, waiting for Martin Luther to judge him when he dies.
直到后来。
Until one day.
罗马书和加拉太书的亮光开启了马丁路德内心的眼睛。
His inner eyes were opened by the words in Romans and Galatians.
让他看到神让他的儿子耶稣基督那位没有罪的为我们成为了罪。
He saw that God caused Jesus.One without sin to become sin for us.
就好像他的儿子自己犯了罪一样。
It's like if his own son committed a sin.
成为了受咒诅。
And became a curse.
被挂在木头上。
Hung on a tree.
承担了我们的罪。
To bear everyone else's sin.
使我们从律法的咒诅之下得到释放和得到自由。
That we may be freed on that account.
马丁路德他被这样的结论震惊了。
Martin Luther was staggered by that truth.
他简直不敢相信。
He couldn't believe it.
这位曾经被罪恶感压得喘不上来气的年轻的修道士。
This person who could not breathe, have any breathing room, this monk without any breathing room because of his own sins.
如今, 他对神的怜悯和神的恩典有了全新的认识。
On that day, he had a comprehensive understanding of God's mercy.
真理,
truth,
让他得到自由,
set him free.
他被释放了,
he was set free.
他得到自由,
he attained freedom.
这个自由也是今天神所赐给我们的自由。
This liberty is the same that is given to us today.
是我们的新的身份所带给我们的自由。
It's a freedom that comes with our new position.
与人的修行无关。
It has nothing to do with the deeds of man.
与我们的表现, 与我们的行为无关。
With our attitude, with our life.
就算我们是一个特别特别差劲的人。
Even if we're a terrible, terrible person.
就算在别人的眼里, 我们就是一个人渣。
Even if to other people we're just dregs.
只要我们蒙了耶稣基督的拯救。
As long as we have been saved by Jesus Christ.
只要神的儿子生命如今在我们里面,
as long as his son's life is in us,
我们就脱离了律法的咒诅,
we escape the curse of the law,
我们就有一个自由的生命,
we have a free life.
如果我问弟兄姐妹, 今天你有自由的生命吗?
If I ask you right now, do you have a free life right now?
我们要有100%的确据,
we have 100% certainty.
是的, 我们是自由的。
Yes, we are free.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is grace given from God to us.
这个自由的生命不单单使我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
This free life not only takes us away from the curse of law,
也使我们脱离律法的管教。
Also takes us out of the teaching of the law.
加拉太书八章, 啊, 第四章第八节到第十一节。
Galatians 4:8-11.
但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods.
现在你们既然认识神,
but now that you know God,
更可说是被神所认识的,
or rather, are known by God,
怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢?
How is it that you're turning back to those weak and miserable forces?
你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。
You wish to be enslaved by them all over again. You observe special days, months, seasons, and years.
我为你们害怕。
I fear for you.
恐怕我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
That somehow I have wasted my efforts on you.
什么是懦弱无用的小学?
What is those weak and miserable forces?
保罗举了几个例子。
Paul gave a few examples.
谨守日子、月份、节期。 年份,
that they were observing special days, months, seasons, and years.
这些是什么东西?
What are those things?
这些都是犹太教的礼仪。
These are all rules from Judaism.
可见小学这里所指的就是犹太教。
Evidently, this is elementary school. This is talking about elementary school represents Judaism.
就是犹太教里面的律法。
Elementary school is represented by the law of Judaism.
懦弱无用, 就是可怜, 就是没有价值的意思。
Miserable and useless. Those are those things that are absolutely useless and have no purpose.
那么活在这样的小学里面是一种什么样的情况?
What is it like to live in such an elementary place?
这个很容易想象。
It's easy to understand.
因为我们知道国内的小学现在是什么样。
We know what elementary school is like in China.
书包越来越重。
Book bags are getting heavier.
眼睛越来越近视。
The children are losing their sight earlier and earlier.
在校时间越来越多。
Time spent in school is longer.
作业越来越多。
Homework is getting more and more.
据说老师不仅仅在学校的时候要布置作业。
Supposedly the teachers are not only giving out homework at school.
很多学校呢, 在很多地方, 放学之后老师还用手机用微信布置作业给家长。
I think a lot of the teachers are continuing to give out homework even through electronics like phones.
如果小学生没有完成作业的话, 第二天上学就会被罚站。
If the child did not complete their assignment, they'll get a timeout when they go to school the next day.
罚站多长时间呢? 全看老师的情绪。
How long is that going to be? It depends on the mood of the teacher.
老师情绪的好的话, 你站一节课。
If the teacher is feeling good, you might only stand there for one class.
老师情绪不好, 就要站两节课。
If not, you may stand there for two classes.
这就是小学。
That's elementary school.
那么犹太教律法呢？
So what about the precepts in Judaism?
对人的要求要远远的超过学校，超过老师，超过家长对小学生的要求。
The demands on people at that time far exceeds what we just mentioned.
多到让我们每一个人都要崩溃。
To the point where we're going to burst into bubbles if we knew them.
犹太的拉比。
Is the rabbis.
他们从旧约里面从摩西五经里面一共找出了613条以色列人必须要遵守的诫命。
From the Old Testament, from the Pentateuch, they organized 613 rules and instructions.
613条。
613 instructions for people to obey.
正好是呢248加上365。
And that was exactly 246 plus 365, those two numbers.
248条是讲到他们必须要去做的诫命，叫做训令。
The first 248 are positive instructions.
就是你们要做，要做这个，要做这个，要做这个。
Things that you can and should and must do.
那剩下的365条呢，就是不能做的诫命。
The balance, that is 365, are the negative ones, the prohibitions.
所以呢，一共是248加上365。
So a total of 613 comprised of 248 plus 365.
有人从这两个数字里面看出一个很奇妙的事情。
Somebody saw something marvelous from these two numbers.
因为人的骨络或者骨头呢，正好是248条。
Because apparently the organs in everyone has 248 organs, bones.
那人的肌肉呢，正好是265条。
And tendons and muscle fibers is made up of 365 of them.
当然今天的人只注重其中的六条还是八条。
These people usually emphasize about six of them.
Mm-hmm. Muscle.
People emphasize only six of those muscles today.
数字是很奇妙。
It's very marvelous.
但是活起来太辛苦了。
But to live out that stuff is too hard.
613条诫命要命啊。
613 rules to remember and follow. It's going to cost us.
你要遵守这些600多条的话，你必须能够记住，对不对？你才能够遵守。
If you're going to obey the commandments, you have to know where they are, right?
不要说遵守啊，对不对？记性不好的人一辈子都记不住这么多诫命。
You can forget about obeying it. For someone who doesn't have very good memory, they're not going to know all of these at the end of their life.
所以一不小心就犯法，就违背律法。
So if you're uncareful, you're going to break the law.
每天都违背律法。
Every day they will break the law.
每天都被律法所控告。
Every day they're accused by this set of instructions and law.
甚至每时每刻都要想着我要遵行律法。
To the point where every moment they would have to think, am I breaking the law or am I not?
这样活着累不累？
Is this a very tiresome life?
辛苦不辛苦？
It's very busy and very draining, tedious.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
因着耶稣基督的救恩。
Because of the salvation of Jesus.
如今这些律法的规条不再是我们的捆绑。
Today these instructions or laws don't have any effect on us.
保罗怎么说呢？
What does Paul say?
加拉太书六章第十五节。
Galatians 6:15.Galatians 6:15.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
It doesn't matter if you go through circumcision or not.
要紧的是做新造的人。
What counts is a new creation.
保罗的意思是说，他只是用割礼做一个例子。
Paul is only using circumcision as one example here.
他用律法最看重的割礼作为例子。
The most respected, the most important, the most external observed law as an example.
来告诉我们说，在一切的事上。
To tell us in all things.
我们都是自由的。
We are free.
我们可以做。
We can do it.
我们有做的自由。
We have freedom to do it.
我们也可以不做，我们有不做的自由。
We have freedom also to not do it.
做与不做都无关紧要。
Doing and not doing, it's not important.
可以受割礼，像提摩太那样。
You can be circumcised like he did to Timothy.
也可以不受割礼，像提多那样。
Or you can leave him be like Titus.
吃啥不吃啥无关紧啊。
Eating whatever you want or not eating whatever you don't want.
神所造的都是好的，都可以吃。
Everything God created is good and received with thanksgiving.
不吃也可以。
You don't have to eat it.
守节不守节无关紧啊。
To observe days, special days, is not important.
我们可以看每一天都一样，没有什么区别。
We can see that each day is more or less similar, same.
我们也看有些天是特别的。
Or we can count some days as very special.
都无关紧要。
It doesn't matter.
在一切的事上，我们都是自由的。
In all of those things, we are free.
在福音里。
In the gospel,
无论是犹太人是外邦人，
whether you are Jew or Gentile,
我们都不必受律法的捆绑。
We have no need of being bound by the law.
要紧的是做新造的人。
Important is to be a new creature, a new creation.
要紧的是我们活着要像基督。
What is important that we shall live as Christ lived.
我们知道保罗之所以写加拉太书，
we know that Paul wrote Galatians because.
是因为呢，在那里的弟兄姐妹他们受了迷惑。
Because those brothers and sisters there, they were deceived.
保罗到他们那里的时候，
when Paul went to them,
他们听了保罗所传的福音，他们信了耶稣基督。
They initially heard the gospel from Paul, they believed unto Christ.
但是保罗离开之后，
but after Paul left,
有一批人来到他们那里。
Group of people came to them,
教导他们要遵守律法。
To tell them, you got to obey all these things.
光光信是不够的。
You can't just believe in Jesus Christ.
你们还要有行为。
You must have deeds.
这个行为就是遵守律法。
Those deeds were those 613 laws.
所以他们信息基本上是。
So their faith was pretty much.
你要成为神所喜悦的。
You must to become pleasing to God.
你们要先成为犹太人。
You had to become a Jew first.
所以呢，那些刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，他们就受了律法主义的迷惑。
So those new believers were influenced negatively by the deception of the law.
他们呢，开始回到了旧约。
They began to backtrack into the Old Testament.
这也有点像希伯来书的背景。
The background is somewhat akin to Hebrews.
圣灵通过希伯来书
Spirit through the book of Hebrews
向我们启示耶稣基督他的超越
Tell us about the supremacy of Christ, Jesus Christ
来勉励那些因着耶稣而受逼迫的神的儿女持守他们的信心
To admonish those brothers and sisters, believers to stand firm in their faith
不要回到犹太教
Don't go back to Judaism
不要企图呢让犹太教来保护他们不受逼迫。
Don't count on the Jews to not persecute them.
保罗在加拉太书则是告诉我们说
，Paul tells us also in Galatians，
同样不能回到犹太教。
In the same way, you can't go back to Judaism.
如果我们希望遵守律法来讨神的喜悦的话
，If we hope to please God by obeying law，
那是死路一条。
That is a pathway to death.
所以呢，在希伯来书里面。
So in Hebrews,
作者他引用了义人必因信得生。
The writer mentions a justification by faith.
Live by faith.
To living by faith.
同样呢，在加拉太书，保罗也说义人必因信得生。
Also in Galatians, Paul says you are justified by faith.
既然这样
，Since this is so.
大家可能会心里说，那为什么律法的路这么辛苦？为什么有人就偏偏要喜欢那条路呢
？People say, well, if the law is so difficult, so hard, why do people still prefer it?
背负律法的重担那样的沉重，为什么有人就喜欢呢
？To carry the burden of the law to please God, why do some people like it?
其中非常重要的一点
，one very important reason，
就是人的骄傲
，is people's pride.
因为当一个人他去遵守律法的时候
Because when a person is obeying the law
他可以显得敬虔
A certain instruction It makes him appear sincere
他可以显得属灵
makes them appear spiritual.
他有了夸口的资本。
Has something to boast about.
他可以得到人的赞扬和羡慕。
He would be, someone would click on like about him.
是不是律法有了问题？
Is this a problem with the law itself?
是不是这些都是律法惹的祸？
Is this a result of the law?
我们再看保罗怎么说。
Let's look at what Paul said.
加拉太书三章。
Galatians 3.
23-25节。
Galatians 3:23-25.
告诉我们说，神为什么把律法赐给以色列人？
Tells us why God gave Israelites the law in the first place.
但这因信得救的理还未来已先。
Before the coming of faith,
我们被看守在律法之下。
We were held in custody under the law.
直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。
Locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed.
这样，律法是我们训蒙的师傅。
So the law was our guardian.
引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Until Christ came that we might be justified by faith.
但这因信得救的理既然来到。
Now that this faith has come,
我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
We're no longer under a guardian.
保罗在这里用两个比喻说明律法的功用，或者说明了神为什么给我们律法。
Paul used two examples to illustrate the usefulness of the law, or in other words, why God gave us the law.
第一个比喻。
First one.
说呢，就是说律法的一个作用，它是彰显神的公义。
One purpose of the law is to show the righteousness of God.
律法制定了一个标准。
The law gave us a standard.
什么是义的？
What is right?
什么是罪？
What is sinful?
什么是应该做的？
What are those things that you should do?
什么是不应该做的？
What things you should not?
所以呢，律法就画了一个圈。
So the law drew a circle.
把犹太人呢圈在其中。
It drew to encompass the Jewish, the Israelites.
律法就用这样的要求。
So the law used this kind of demand.
把犹太人圈住，让他们被律法所宽守、所看守。
To surround the Israelites so that they can use the law to obey.
让他们在律法之下就成为奴仆，他们不可以逾越律法一步。
So that under the law they can become slaves to the law. They can't step outside the boundary.
但是因为他们做不到。
But because they couldn't do it.
所以就显出罪真的是罪。
It showed them that sin is sinful.
显出人都是罪人。
Shows that all men are sinners.
这是第一个比喻。
That was the first one.
这是律法消极的一面。
That is the negative aspect of having the law.
显出神的公义和人的罪。
To show God's holiness and man's depravity.
第二个作用是律法的积极的一面。
And second is a more positive aspect.
就是呢，他是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里。
It says that.The law was the schoolmaster, the guardian, that lead us to Christ.
律法让我们看到神的性情。
The law gives us an insight into God's character.
律法显出神的性情来。
God gives us a picture of God himself.
律法呢，显出耶稣基督的性情。
The law shows us what Jesus Christ is like.
让我们知道我们需要神的救恩。
To let us know that we need God's salvation.
所以律法呢，就像未成年人的看护人，来引导他们归向真理。
So the law was kind of like a guardian to a young person.
在基督还没有来的时候
，Before Christ came，
犹太人他们受管于世俗的小学、犹太教的基本的原则之下。他们受管于世俗的小学。
They are taken care of and guarded under the elementary school and the Jewish world.
他们受管于犹太教的基本的道理之下。
They're under the basic principles taught to them.
就好像孩童上学的时候。
It's like when a child goes to school.
他们要依赖一些图画、一些实物、一些图画、一些实际的物体。
They have to rely on something tangible, some picture.
那律法呢，就起到这样的作用。
The law had that effect.
所以呢，律法的特点。
So the characteristic of the law.
就是呢许多的规条。
Is instructions and rules.
告诉他们割礼、安息日、月份、节期。
Telling these things, circumcision, righteousness, sin, and months and days and years.
告诉他们不可吃、不可碰、不可拿。
Can't touch, take, or eat.
保罗最后的结论是说。
Paul's final conclusion says.
当我们来到基督那里因信称义之后。
When we come to Jesus Christ justified by faith,
我们就不再在律法之下，不需要被圈在律法之中。
Then we're no longer under the law. We no longer need to be surrounded by it.
就像孩子长大了以后
，It's like if a child, grew up.
我们不需要管家看着。
We don't need the guardian to watch him or her.
不需要启蒙老师教着。
Don't need the schoolmaster to teach him.
律法将我们的罪性揭露出来。
The law exposes our sin.
但是对于抵挡罪来讲，司法律法对我们丝毫没有帮助。
But for as for resolving the sin in our hearts, the law is absolutely useless.
人一旦误用了律法
，If people misuses the law for its from its original intent,
试图呢通过律法来称义，靠律法夸口的时候
，Like using the law to justify ourselves to boast about,
律法就成为我们的恶，就成为我们的重担。
Law becomes our burden, our evil.
神给我们自由的生命。
God gave us a free life.
是要把我们从律法的管教之下释放出来。
It is for the purpose of taking us out of the instruction of the law.
让我们真的可以享受在基督里的自由。
That we can really enjoy the freedom in Christ.
基督里的自由。
Freedom in Christ.
对自由最大的误解。
The biggest misunderstanding to freedom.
常常我们也有这样的误解。
We have this problem also.
就是把自由和为所欲为画上等号。
Is equating freedom with doing whatever we want.
其实呢，在这个世界上
，actually in the world，
任何的自由都是以律法为参照的。
Any kind of freedom is kind has a law attached to it.
律法规定合法与非法的界限。
Law shows us what is lawful and what is not.
所谓的自由
It draws that boundary.
乃是在
freedom,
律法所规定的合法界限之内的自由
can only be free to the extent of which the law allows.
自由就是只要不犯法你都可以做
Freedom means as long as you don't break the law, you're free. You can do whatever you want.
所以没有绝对的自由任何的自由都是有条件的
There is no absolute freedom. Any kind of freedom has stipulations.
就是你不能犯法。
You cannot break the law.
地上的律法是如此。
It's like this in the world.
神的律法也是如此。
It's the same with God's.
区别在什么呢？
What's the difference?
绝大部分人可以做到遵守地上的律法。
Most people can, can obey fully the law of the world.
但是没有一个人能够遵守神的律法。
But not a single one can obey God's laws.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we must thank our God.
耶稣基督为我们受了刑罚。
Jesus Christ, took the punishment from us.
让我们可以得着自由的身份。
To give us an identity, a positionally free.
虽然就我们来讲。
Even though,
talking to ourselves.
Even we're talking to ourselves.
我们没有一个人可以完全遵守神的律法。
No, none of us can obey God's laws fully.
但是神给我们一个自由的身份。
But God gave us a free, free status.
让我们里面的生命可以成长到一个地步。
That our inner life can mature to a point.
我们真的可以在耶稣基督里面得以自由。
We really, really, truly can obey.To receive freedom in Jesus Christ.
刚才我一直讲自由是一个身份。
Like we've been saying repeatedly that being free, freedom is a positional term.
当我们讲自由的时候，首先这是一个身份。
Firstly, it's a positional identity.
但是除了这个之外
，But apart from, aside from that,
自由还有另外一面。
There's another aspect to freedom.
就是我们讲到自由的时候
is that when we talk about freedom.
也讲到这是一种生活的状态。
It is also talking about a style of life.
就是所谓的活的自由不自由。
That is to say, living in freedom is not free.
有了自由的身份，不表明你能够活在自由里面。
Having identity of a free man does not mean we necessarily live in freedom.
神的儿女如何活在自由里面呢？
How does God's children live in this new freedom?
加拉太书五章第二十五节。
Galatians 5:25.
这里面就告诉我们说，
It says here,
我们如何能够活在自由里面。
How it tells us how we can live in the freedom.
如何不活在律法里面？
How not to live in the law.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
主耶稣也说，哥林不是在哥林多后书里面也说。
In 2 Corinthians, it also says,
神的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
Wherever the Spirit of God is, there freedom be.
所以我们要能够活出自由来。
So if we're to live out freedom,
不是靠着律法，
it's not by the law,
不是靠着遵行律法，
it's not by obeying God's laws,
靠什么呢？
What do we lean on?
乃是靠圣灵行事。
We utilize the Holy Spirit.
或者说靠着顺从圣灵的带领。
Utilizing submission to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带我们往哪里去？
Wherever the Holy Spirit leads us,
我们只有做一件事，
we do one thing only,
我们才能够享受那个自由。
Only then can we enjoy that freedom.
就是靠圣灵行事。
To follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们一生要学习的功课。
This is a lifelong lesson that we all have to learn.
就是学习呢顺从圣灵。
To follow, obey the Spirit.
当神的百姓归向神，
When God's children turn to Him,
他们心里的帕子就除去的时候，
When the pikes in their hearts are removed,
The veil removed.
Oh, the veil of their hearts has been lifted.
当新约就是属灵的替代了律法的时候，
When the New Testament spiritual thing replaced the law,
圣灵能够运行的地方，
A place where the Spirit can move,
就是有自由的地方，
That place is free.
当圣灵能够在我们心里面运行的时候，
When the Holy Spirit can do its work in us,
我们的人就是一个自由的人。
Then we are a free being.
我们很容易，当我们看到问题的时候，
When we see a problem situation,
我们很容易用外面的规定来解决这些问题。
We tend to use the external resolutions.
我们很希望弟兄姐妹能够遵守这些规定。
We really hope that everyone can obey these traditions, these rules that were made up.
这样好像问题就可以解决了。
As if to say that will take care of everything.
比如说今天。
For example, today.
张恒站在这里面翻译。
If Harry's standing here translating.
但是他没有洗头。
But he didn't wash his hair.
头发非常乱，形象很不好。
His hair is a mess and he looks like a mess.
而且还有味儿，我这儿。
And he smells.
我可不可以叫他下去？
Can I say, why don't you step down?
子蒙今天穿得很整齐。
Ben is very well dressed.
他上来代替。
Let him substitute Harry.
保罗说，
Paul says,
洗头不洗头都无关紧要。
Washing your hair or not washing your hair, that's not important.
要紧的是做新造的人。
What is important is that you're a new creation.
要紧的是服侍的弟兄他心里面有没有预备好。
What is important is that the servants, God's servants are prepared.
我们都希望弟兄姐妹聚会的时候可以准时。
We of course hope that everyone is punctual when we gather.
我们能不能够规定？
Can we set up a rule that says,
大家必须准十点钟必须准时到。
You must be here at 10 sharp.
十点零五分来的。
If you're here at 10:05,
在后面站五分钟。
You have to stand in the back for 5 minutes.
十点十分来的。
If you're here at 10:10,
在后面站十分钟。
You have to stand there for 10 minutes.
我们很容易回到这些外面的规条上。
We have a tendency to revert back to these external rules.
如果我们只是注重外面的，
only,
我们有许多的规定的话。
If we only pay attention and emphasize the external, the precepts.
我们很容易忽略。
We can easily overlook.
要紧的是做新造的人。
The important thing, which is new creation.
我们可以成为一个新造的人。
We can become a new creature.
因为我们跟这世界上的人有一个最大的不同。
Because we have a key difference from the people of the world.
就是圣灵在我们里面。
And that is the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
这个圣灵是只有主耶稣基督的生命有生命的人才能够所经历。
This Spirit only resides in those who have the salvation of Jesus Christ.
没有主生命的人，他们心里面也会有善与恶的相争。
Sorry, the life of Jesus Christ. Those who do not have Him also have a form of godliness and righteousness.
有良心和罪恶的相争。
There's a battle between those people, for those people, between their conscience and the sins they commit.
但是结果是什么？
But what do they end up doing?
愿意行的善行不出来。
They can't achieve the righteousness they want.
不愿意行的恶却偏偏去做。
But they cannot not do the things they shouldn't.
所以呢，可以说是屡战屡败。
You can pretty much say that they lose every battle.
保罗说这叫罪和死的律。
That is the law of law. That is law of death.
但是有了主生命的人。
But to those of us who have God's life.
在里面有了圣灵的人。
Someone who has the Holy Spirit in us.
神的灵不但带我们进入真理。
The Holy Spirit not only leads us into all truth.
他也能够释放我们。
Also sets us free.
保罗说这是另外一个律。
Paul says this is another law.
叫做赐生命的律。
The law that gives life.
这个赐生命的律可以带我们进入自由。
The law that gives us life leads us into all truth.
任何时候只要我们顺从这个律。
At any time, as long as we abide by it.
你会发现我们不需要做任何其他的努力。
You realize that we don't need to strain and use our own efforts.
我们就可以得到基督的自由。
We can receive the freedom of Jesus Christ.
我相信每一个蒙恩得救的人。
I trust that everyone who is saved
都有类似的经历。
Have similar experience.
心里面有圣灵的感动。
Have a burden in the spirit in their hearts.
但是呢，我们的肉体却不愿意顺从。
But our flesh do not want to obey, submit to it.
在我们心里面开始挣扎，有两个选择。
When we start to struggle in our heart, we have two choices.
我们是顺从肉体呢
to fulfill the flesh, to give into the flesh,
还是顺从圣灵
or to give into the spirit.
我们心里面其实是很清楚的。
We know it very clearly in our hearts.
哪一个选择是出于肉体？
Which choice comes from the desires of our flesh?
哪一个选择是出于圣灵的感动？
Which choice is from the leading of the Spirit?
但是呢，但是我们常常纠结。
Even though it's clear to us, we still struggle often.
因为我们天然的人喜欢肉体。
Because our natural self, the natural part of ourself, likes the flesh.
在这个时候。
At this time.
你感到有压力。
We feel the pressure.
你感到有捆绑。
We feel the binding power.
如何从这里面释放出来？
How exactly do you get out of that?
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
就是听从圣灵在你里面微小的声音。
Is to listen to that voice of the Spirit inside you.
当你决定要顺从圣灵的那一刻。
The moment that you choose to obey the Holy Spirit.
你的心立刻就得到释放，得到自由。
Then your heart is set free.
没有挣扎，也没有纠结。
No struggle, no hesitation.
这个自由让我们感到无比的轻松。
This kind of freedom gives us a feeling of ease.
让我们心里面因着这个释放，因着这个自由而充满了喜乐和平安。
Because of this liberty, because of this freedom, gives us great joy.
为什么我们心里面常常会失去神所赐给我们的平安和喜乐呢？
Why do we in our hearts often lose the peace that God gives us?
就是我们明明知道是顺圣灵的带领。
It's because of those things that we obviously clearly knew it was the leading of the Spirit.
但是我们偏偏要顺从肉体。
But we ended up fulfilling our flesh.
当我们愿意顺从圣灵的时候
When we obey the Holy Spirit,
我们就能够经历圣经所说的主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Then we can fully experience wherever the Spirit is, there is freedom.
愿神可以来帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们可以每天能够经历神所赐给我们的自由。
So that each day we can enjoy and experience the freedom that He has already given us.
这不是没有代价的。
This is not without a price.
跟随主永远是要付代价的。
You always have to pay a price when you follow the Lord.
但是当我们愿意来跟从主的时候
But if we are willing,
他所赏赐给我们的
What we gain from Him,
那个自由
That freedom,
那个喜乐
That joy,
让我们就可以真实的经历他自己的生命。
Allows us to truly experience Christ's life.
自由是神给他儿女最大的特权之一。
Freedom is one of the greatest privileges that God's children have.
是借着这个自由。
It is through that freedom.
我们不单单从罪里面得到释放。
Not only are we let loose from sin.
不单单从律法里面得到释放。
Let out from the law.
不单单从我们自己里面得到释放。
Let out from freedom from ourselves.
这个自由还要把我们更深的带入到神的恩典的生命之中。
It will lead us into also more deeply into the grace of God.
全是他的恩典。
It's all the grace of God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些有限的、这些残缺不全的话交在你的手中。
Lord, we give into your hands these incomplete and frail words.
愿你越过人的软弱。
May you transcend man's weakness.
让你自己的话的光可以照在我们心里。
May the light of your word light up our hearts.
愿你自己的灵在我们生命里面做主。
May your spirit reign in our life.
让我们都可以学习在我们每天的生活里面来顺从圣灵的带领。
Help us to learn each day to obey the Holy Spirit you've given us.
因为你知道我们如何的软弱。
Because you know of our weakness.
你知道我们何等需要你帮助我们。
You know how much we need your help.
就愿你恩待每一个愿意来跟从你的儿女。
May you help all that are willing to be helped.
愿你自己成为我们的力量。
May you become our strength.
愿你自己成为我们的帮助。
May you become our help.
让我们在跟随你的时候
So that when we're following you,
我们可以不偏离你。
We would not stray.
你自己带着我们。
You yourself lead us.
一直到你再来让我们得到荣耀的那一天。
Until you come back and give us that glory.
我们把感谢把赞美都归给你。
We give you thanksgiving, we give you praise.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.